Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hahnkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Before we begin today, I'd like to just do a little housekeeping. And the first thing is that if you are listening to this preaching blog, and did not subscribe to it, I invite you to do that through Substack. Just go to substack.com and search for A Word or The Word from My Hermitage and make a subscription, and I'll see that you are with us. Also, a special shout out to Father Scott Steinkirchner, who is my technology guru who helps me keep this preaching blog up and running. Some have wondered why I don't share more of my own personal story in these preachings, but the truth of the matter is, after having preached for over 3 decades, I get kind of tired of hearing and preaching about myself. And so the stories are about some other people, usually stories I have found in books. And you won't hear too much about me, because after all, what's important here in these preachings is the Word of God, not Father Clint's. So thank you for subscribing. Today is the 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time, August 2nd, 2026. And our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where Matthew writes, 5 loaves and 2 fishes are all we have here. Then he said, bring them here to me. And he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven. He said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied. They picked up the fragments left over, 12 wicker baskets full. There's a story told about an elderly monk who lived quietly in a small monastery tucked into the hills. Pilgrims often came seeking wisdom. One afternoon, a young priest arrived, exhausted and discouraged. "I have nothing left," the priest confessed. "I preach every week, I visit the sick, I bury the dead, I comfort the grieving, and somehow I always feel what I give is never enough." The old monk smiled and handed him a small clay cup. "Go to the spring," he said, "and fill this." The young priest returned with the cup overflowing. The monk took the cup, poured the water into a large basin, and handed it back again. The young priest repeated the task again and again and again. Finally, after many trips, he asked impatiently, "What is the point?" The old monk looked into the nearly full basin and replied, "God has never asked you to be the spring. He's only asked you to carry the cup." The young priest never forgot that lesson. Neither should we. Today's gospel begins with a problem that feels remarkably familiar. A huge crowd has gathered around Jesus. Evening is approaching. People are hungry. Disciples do what sensible people do. They calculate. "There isn't enough," they counted the bread. 5 loaves. They counted the fish. 2 fish. Then they looked at the crowd. Impossible. Their conclusion makes perfect sense. "This is all we have." Perhaps those words echo somewhere inside of us. "This is all I have." Only so much patience, only so much energy, only so much money, only so much hope, only so much courage, only so much faith. We live in a culture built on scarcity. We are constantly reminded of what we lack. We compare ourselves with others who seem more successful, more intelligent, more spiritual, more accomplished. Even within the church, we sometimes feel overwhelmed by shrinking numbers, fewer priests, aging congregations, increasing needs. Scarcity becomes a way of seeing. Disciples saw scarcity. Jesus saw an offering. Notice what he does not say. He does not scold them for bringing too little. He does not ask them to find more. He simply says, "Bring them here to me, that they may be one of the shortest and most beautiful invitations in the entire gospel. Bring your little bit. Bring your weakness. Bring your fatigue. Fear. Bring your ordinary life. Bring your unanswered questions. Bring your broken heart. Bring them here to me. That is the beginning of every miracle." In contemplative prayer, we slowly learn that God rarely asks us to become something spectacular before approaching him. Instead, he invites us to bring ourselves exactly as we are. So often we think prayer begins when we finally have enough peace, enough holiness, enough attention, enough certainty. Tis never waited for abundance before beginning his work. He starts with surrender. The remarkable thing is that the multiplication does not happen in the disciples' hands. It happens in Christ's hands. He takes, he blesses, he breaks, he gives. Those four verbs should sound familiar. They echo every Eucharist we celebrate. They also describe the Christian life. God takes us. He blesses us. Sometimes he allows us to be broken open. Then he gives us a way for the life of the world. Many of us resist the breaking. We misunderstand it. We assume that brokenness means failure. Yet anyone who has loved deeply knows otherwise. Parents are broken open by loving their children. Caregivers are broken open through sacrifice. Priests are broken open by years of listening, forgiving, accompanying, and sometimes carrying burdens no one else sees. Even grief breaks us open. Strangely, when we stop fighting the breaking, compassion begins to flow through the very places we thought were ruined. That is often where Christ feeds others. The Eucharist itself teaches this mystery every Sunday. One loaf is broken, one cup is shared. Yet somehow the whole church is nourished. Love grows by being given away. Grace multiplies through generosity. Mercy expands through forgiveness. The kingdom does not operate according to the mathematics of scarcity. It operates according to the abundance of God. Perhaps that explains the detail Matthew includes at the end of today's gospel. 12 baskets remained. Not just enough, overflowing. God's generosity is never merely adequate. It is extravagant. Not because everyone receives everything they want, but because everyone receives what they truly need. The deepest hunger in every human heart is not simply for bread, it is for communion, to know that we belong, to know that we are loved, to know that even our smallest offering matters. Saints throughout the centuries discovered this secret. They did not begin with greatness. They began with availability. One prayer, one act of kindness, one hidden sacrifice, one faithful yes. Placed in Christ's hands, these small offerings became food for generations. Perhaps the ongoing challenge of this gospel is beautifully simple. Instead of focusing each morning on what you lack, ask yourself a different question. What are my 5 loaves and 2 fish today? Perhaps it is 15 minutes of quiet prayer. Perhaps it is a phone call to someone who is lonely. Perhaps it is forgiving one person. Perhaps it is listening more patiently. Perhaps it is offering your anxiety instead of hiding it. Perhaps it is simply showing up faithfully where God has placed you. Then hear Jesus whisper, "Bring them here to me." Do not underestimate what Christ can do with a surrendered life. May never see all the lives he feeds through your hidden faithfulness. The disciples certainly did not begin that day expecting 12 baskets of abundance. They simply handed over what little they had, and that was enough. Because in the hands of Christ, enough becomes more than enough. Let us pray. Jesus, so often I look at my life and see only what is missing. I count my weaknesses, my failures, my limitations, and my fears. Yet you do not ask me to become someone else before coming to you. You simply say, "Bring them here to me." Teach me to trust that nothing offered in love is ever too small for your kingdom. Take the little I have, my gifts, my wounds, my hopes, my daily acts of faithfulness. Bring them, break them open if necessary, then use them to nourish those you place in my path. Free me from the illusion of scarcity and awaken in me the joy of your abundance. Never forget that I am not the source of grace, only its grateful bearer. And may every Eucharist remind me that you are still multiplying love in the hearts of those who place everything into your hands. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to share it with others, and be sure to return here each and every day to my hermitage, where we break open the Word of God and share its deeper meaning, applying it to our spiritual journeys. Be sure to subscribe to the Word from my hermitage on Substack. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.